4CA is real music, real opinions. 1300 872 911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
And we've got, who's on the line? Aaron McLeod's on the line, President of Crime and Justice Action Group, or CJAG. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, John.
Good to catch up with you again. Oh, I guess I know the reason you've just called in, because we've got this crime rally coming up on Sunday. Are you involved?
Well, we're providing support to Bryony. Most people in town know Bryony. She's stepped forward and she's taken on the challenge of organising the rally on Sunday, and we've been providing her the support. John, and we're having a meeting tonight, a bit of a team meeting to bring a team together to run that rally and send a clear message. We're hoping, John, through to the authorities to stop this crime.
This is terrific news. When you talk about running that rally, just talk to me about the level of involvement. I must admit, when I heard Freedom Park yesterday or the day before, I'm like, where's Freedom Park? I wonder how many people know where it is. But I think between now and Sunday, we'll be able to get that detail across pretty effectively. Mm. What are your thoughts, Aaron, about your contribution? What needs to be done between now and Sunday?
Well, I mean, certainly the Cabinet are meeting in Cairns, as we know, as well on Sunday. And I think that the Christopher Foley government are pretty keen to talk to people on the ground and address the concerns that the community have got. So we're hoping that someone would come down to the rally at Freedom Park from Christopher Foley's Cabinet. But, yeah, I mean, the laws, of course, are inadequate still. And adult crime, adult time initiatives, of course, have got some holes and gaps in them. And we've seen that with, unfortunately, the horrific rape serious knife crime there at Manunda on Saturday. There's two offences in there that are not included in their framework at this stage. So that's going to be an immediate response. But by and large, I think that there needs to be a significant reform. John, I've spoken to you on your program before about what our thoughts are, and what our research tells us is that the justice system needs to be reformed significantly. And we think that the Sentencing Act in particular needs to be reformed to the point that there is a maximum penalty presumption in the Sentencing Act, meaning that serious recidivist offenders, youth offenders, that the justice system puts them in for the maximum period of the sentences, and that it should be a responsibility-centred justice system, John, in the sense that the offenders need to demonstrate without a doubt that they are responsible enough to come back into the community and that the community can be safe.
Do you know, that's a really good point, basically reversing, if you like, the focus of the Sentencing Act. I mean, at the moment it's sort of, oh, no, give them a relatively small sentence and see if you can boost it up. Start at the top and find reasons to let these kids out. So often, oh, no, known to police, oh, the offender's a known offender and numerous offences of a similar nature in the past. I can't understand how police have to go out every day and tolerate this. They will find any way to excuse these little bastards making our lives a misery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, John, yes. And everyone's fed up with it. And, the justice system needs to be reformed. And that's certainly the number one feature of changing the Sentencing Act in particular to ensure that a responsibility-centred system applies. The other thing, of course, which the Christopher Foley government have introduced, and we've been talking about this for a long time, is a youth rehabilitation academy idea. The Christopher Foley government have come up with the youth rehabilitation school idea. So they're on the right path there, but that needs to be integrated into that reform of the Sentencing Act as well, John, and we can then move into the modern world here with these dangerous criminals.
Well, rehab academy, but where?
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, our position is we ran a petition in Cairns, and we're thankful that that the Premier mentioned the other day that they're not going to build it in Cairns. But certainly in a remote area.
Yes.
Whether it's Mount Isa or whether it's up near Lotus or somewhere out that way back at Petford, somewhere out that way, John, away from a population centre, but still close enough so that it's not going to cost an arm and a leg, you know, to run the facility. So it needs access to infrastructure and services and so on. So, yes, but certainly not in Cairns. And that facility needs to be designed to take into consideration this new sentencing and youth rehabilitation academy idea, John, is our opinion.
Excellent. This is starting to be encouraging, and you're stepping into that void and speaking out on these matters, which is terrific as well. Back to Sunday, the details we have at the moment, well, for a start, we don't know where the Premier and the Cabinet meet is going to be held yet. Is there any official word on that?
No, they're keeping it a secret. I personally registered and received a receipt from the Cabinet organisers, so I've got a meeting directly with the minister myself, but they still haven't let me know, John, where the venue is.
Which minister?
The Minister for Youth Justice and Victim Support.
Excellent, excellent. This is really encouraging. No, all it says on my screen now is just coming up, Community. Now it just says Community Cabinet, Sunday 2nd of March, so there's still no information on that particular matter. Look, the focus is Freedom Park. Now, while everyone's listening, you're saying, where the bloody Freedom Park? Well, get a picture of the hospital on the Esplanade. Go south by, what would it be, 50 metres or 100 metres or something. It's north of Muddy's. That's probably the best way. You know where the hoops are, the basketball hoops. I think there's a little skate thing facility there too, isn't there, or something?
Yeah.
I'm not often down there doing the skate thing, so I don't know exactly where it is. But I think that's approximately for, look, when you get there, the fact of the matter is I'm hoping there'll be hundreds there before you because it's critically important. It's a show fundamentally of local people who've had a gutful of nothing being done about this nightmare.
Absolutely, John, yes. And this is the opportunity for people to come out and express their voice.
Yes.
You know, we need numbers on the ground. That speaks volumes, of course, in a political sense.
Yeah.
And that loud voice coming from Cairns has actually worked a treat in the past, John. As you know, CJAC's been leading that process a little while ago, and we've seen a change of government in that process. But it actually started back here in Cairns, from the work that we did with the big protest that we organised at the Convention Centre, you might remember.
Yes.
We had regional cabinet, regional parliament, actually, at that stage, and we organised a big rally then, and that was really the beginning that started the fire of the Enough is Enough campaign, and then the Voice for Victims campaign that eventually blew up in Brisbane, you might recall.
Yes.
That time, and that then led to the downfall of really the Palaszczuk government at that stage, John. So the work that, you know, that you've done as well, you've been able to bring a voice to these matters in Cairns and brought a lot of encouragement for people to come out on days like this on Sunday and share their support and share their voice.
Exactly. Very well said, as always. Good on you, Aaron. What is it? It's only Wednesday today, so you're welcome to come back, especially on Friday, and just remind everybody of the importance of being there. Everybody, the importance of being there on Sunday. Thanks, Aaron.
Lovely. Thanks, John.
Gee, he's contributed strongly over a lengthy period of time now. It's really surging on, and he's there encouraging people to stand up and demand much better when it comes to our personal safety and the personal safety of the members of our family and everybody in this city, every law-abiding person. He's the president of the Crime and Justice Action Group known as CJAG, C-J-A-G, Aaron McLeod.